This is Morning Edition on 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org. When Paul Thorne returns to play the Castle Theater tonight in downtown Bloomington, this is a song you might hear from opener Chris Corkery.
When the midnight comes,
in some ways, tonight is an unlikely event for Corkery. When he was growing up, music wasn't a part of his conversation. He says an album by Carole King and one by Cat Stevens were the only ones in his parents' music collection, and his father listened nonstop to news radio. He really found music during college. That's when he discovered the British band Oasis, which led him to the Beatles. He said after that, the rest was history. He formed a band and eventually evolved into a solo acoustic artist. I caught up with Corkery yesterday at his home in Saybrook. We spoke at his kitchen table with his two dogs, a lab and a collie, hovering nearby. And I asked him, why Saybrook?
I'm originally from Bloomington, and I lived in Lexington for several years, but I'm living now in Saybrook with my girlfriend, who's... That's her dogs, yeah, Sadie and Jax. And
hey, Sadie.
Actually, I've had history with Saybrook from playing at the Shady Nook for many, many years, and that kind of got started. I got my thing kind of started doing rural shows in McLean County, and I know we're in the Champaign and stuff, by playing uptown here at the Shady Nook.
Well, let's talk about the Shady Nook. I mean, it's not anymore, right?
I know. It's new owners. There's still the bar there, but...
I mean, such a great venue. It brought in all these great artists in this little town.
I know. Incredible. You know, Bottle Rockets played there.
I mean, Robert O'Keefe played out there, didn't he?
I wouldn't be surprised. I think so.
Bringing in guys like that, Joe Ely and guys like that, right?
Yeah, real singer-songwriters. And what I always loved about the Nook is because people would come up and it wasn't just a bar where... People, you're competing with the game, or people wanted to play on their phones or whatnot. People came up to listen. There's a listening room, and I always remember playing there. You'd hear pin drop. You know, people really loved and appreciated. I played up there a couple times. I mean, it's been a long time playing there, many years, but I also do the Saybrook Stars and Stripes Festival in June, which is downtown, or uptown, I should say.
Tonight I'm leaving this town.
Let's go back to you transitioning from being in a band to being a solo artist.
Yeah.
Being in a band, you're with probably 3, 4, 5 other guys, depending. Now you're on your own. There's some good and bad to that, right? So when you're in a band, if things go bad or good, you know, you share it.
Right.
How scary is it, or how rewarding is it, both, when you made that transition to being a solo artist?
It's definitely a double-edged kind of thing. You know, with the band, you know, it's not just all on you. Whereas with solo, you know, like tonight at the show with Paul Thorne, I mean, it's literally the spotlight's just on you, so it's kind of sink or swim. But I also like the creative element. You can call audibles with your set list and change tempos of songs. It's liberating creatively. I mean, when it really hit me was when I did a show in Chenoa on a Friday a couple years ago, and it was just me and my father-in-law at the time, and the bartender, you know. And the next night, I opened up for Robert Earl Keane at the Castle Theater, and it was almost sold out. I mean, 600. That was the first time I'd faced a crowd that big, so it's just on you. You got to kind of deliver, you know. But I like that, the pressure. I mean, I think I perform best solo and when kind of like the heat is on, you know.
Bloomington-born Chris Corkery speaking with me yesterday in the kitchen of his home in Saybrook. Corkery opens for Paul Thorne tonight at the Castle Theater. More of this conversation can be heard at noon today on GLT Sound Ideas or right now at WGLT.org. It's 7:50. You're listening to Morning Edition on 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org.